Support for WPR comes from The Alliance, a not-for-profit cooperative that contracts with over 39,000 healthcare providers on its employers' behalf to help them access healthcare. The-Alliance.org. Support for WPR comes from Stoughton Health, an independent community healthcare organization, treating acute mental health disorders in adults age 55 and over, accepting many insurance plans. StoughtonHealth.com.
The Winter Olympics were in Sochi, Russia earlier this year. Now another important Olympics event is going on this week, the 2014 Paralympics. To update us on the Paralympics, they started on March 7th, running through the 16th. We have Yuri Gusev. He's athletic director for the Central Cross Country Ski Association in Verona. Yuri got involved with adaptive cross-country skiing 10 years ago. Since then, he's introduced over 1,000 people with physical disabilities and visual impairment to Nordic skiing, a big Wisconsin tradition. He's also helped train 4 American athletes currently taking part in those games in Sochi. Yuri, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much having us at the show.
Well, I bet you're watching the games closely. Can you give an update on how American athletes are doing there?
I think they're doing pretty well and had some close performances to the medal, and we had the first female silver medal for the United States. So I think it's pretty exciting for the team and for everyone.
Well, I use the phrase adaptive cross-country skiing. What is that?
Adaptive cross-country skiing, that's cross-country skiing for individuals with physical disabilities and visual impairment or blindness. So it covers, all pretty much ranges.
And how do you train people to do that? What's the training process like for somebody, say, with physical disabilities or visual impairments to get started?
It's actually pretty similar to able-bodied individuals. Obviously, depends on the disability. They have equipment would be different in some cases. In some cases, it will be exactly the same. So the first step typically is to find out what type of equipment, adaptable type of equipment we need to use so someone can participate.
So someone doesn't have arms or legs. How do you make the equipment work for that person?
For example, if someone missing both legs, in that case, we would use a sit ski. It's a chair that get clamped to the skis, and they'll propel. The skier will propel with the poles, just like normal cross country skiing. If someone missing an arm or both arms or part of the arm, so they will use exactly the same skis, and they will ski with one pole. Sometimes, if it's, for example, below knee amputee, for example, we had an athlete, Dan Perkins, so he was just using the part of prosthetic leg, and he was using just the same equipment, skis and poles. And for visually impaired or blind athletes, the same. It's the same equipment, skis and poles. They just need to ski with the guide.
With that specialized equipment, this isn't something I imagine you can just pop into a store and buy. Is it being specially built for people?
Definitely. When we have to, if a skier needs to use a sit ski, yes, it's a special equipment, a chair, again, built based on someone's disability. And, for example, we developed, with the help of partners, we developed equipment that is adjustable based on disability. So this way we virtually can use it for really for individuals with any physical disabilities. We can fit them in that chair.
And I understand in the past you've kind of had to make something for each individual to fit them, but you're working with some UW engineers to get adaptable frames. Is that right?
Yes. When we just started with the program and we purchased the first sit ski, we learned quickly that it was built custom for someone. So for us, the big question was how can we take that piece of equipment and use it for anyone with different disabilities? And at that time, we got involved with the engineering department in UW-Madison and worked with students to develop a sit ski that actually has adjustable pieces to it, so we can actually fit them based on someone's disability.
Now, you've worked with hundreds of people there on cross-country skiing, and I imagine a lot of them with various disabilities wouldn't have thought they'd ever be able to do something like cross-country skiing. What's the response once they get out there and they hit the trails and they're actually out there skiing?
Oh, they love it. And a lot of people we see that maybe they got injured later or had an injury, and they never knew that there's even possible to cross-country ski if they, for example, had an accident. And once they get on snow on the skis, it's a pretty incredible feeling. And, you know, just like feeling, you know, skiing for the first time and feeling you have on sliding on snow for the first time, it's pretty incredible feeling. And for people that learn that there is, again, opportunity for them to ski with a family or with friends by themselves, and go outdoor and enjoy outdoor and do recreation. People definitely have very incredible experiences.
And then how common is it for someone to start off doing this for fun, recreation, exercise, and then decide, hey, I want to go to the next level and compete?
There are people that have motivation to compete, and they want to do the best they can. From our standpoint, first, we want to introduce them to the sport and have them enjoy it. And if they decide that they want to do something more, even just competing at the local events, we have many individuals going to American Birkebeiner, and there are some other events around the state and in Midwest that provide opportunity to participate and compete in their events if they're adaptive skiers. So a lot of people just go and participate in the citizen-level events, and if there are any that are interested to compete at the higher level, we definitely have resources for them to do that.
And Yuri, I hear you've got a sneak preview for us. There's going to be an announcement in a couple days at the Sochi Paralympics about Wisconsin. Can you share the news with us?
Yes, yeah, so it's very exciting. It will be a very exciting event for us at that level. It's World Championships is just a step below from Paralympic Games, so we'll see the best athletes from around the world. And again, announcement will be in a couple of days made in Sochi. And I hope we can have people to come and watch and cheer for Team USA and for U.S. athletes.
And that the Paralympic World Championships you mentioned are going to be here in Wisconsin?
In Cable, Wisconsin, correct.
Cable, Wisconsin. And you played a role in helping make that happen, I gather.
Yeah. We hosted two World Cup events first. That was our first step in 2012 and 2013. And all the countries loved northern Wisconsin and the communities up north. And we got awarded to host the World Championships.
How exciting is that for you, being someone who's really put our state on the map in adaptive cross-country skiing?
Well, it's definitely very, very rewarding event to have, and there will be a lot of people involved to make sure it goes well, and we're all very excited to produce the best event we can for the athletes to showcase Wisconsin and especially northern Wisconsin.
And just briefly, people can get involved as participants in adaptive cross-country skiing or volunteers. What's the best way to get in touch with you?
The best way probably would be to go to Cable Chamber of Commerce website, and as soon as the announcement is made, we'll have links to the event and volunteer sign up and schedule of the events so people can come and observe and spectate the events on the Chamber of Commerce website and Cable.
Yuri, thank you so much for joining us today. That was Yuri Gusev, Athletic Director for Central Cross Country Ski Association in Verona, talking about adaptive cross-country skiing and the Paralympics.